We begin this hour with Pakistan, where officials are trying to stop the biggest lake from bursting. Record floods have killed more than 1,300 people, millions have fled their homes, and now there's concern over hunger and disease. Masood Khan is Pakistan's ambassador to Washington, and he joins us on Zoom. Ambassador, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Can I ask you about Manchar Lake, which is at risk of bursting? Over the weekend, officials released some water into nearby villages after warning people to evacuate. I understand the water is still high. What options does the government have now?
Well, very limited. As a matter of fact, what we're trying to do is to shore up its embankments and gut it from some places so that the water can flow into the Indus River. And this is a new disaster, which has developed in the larger disaster. And villages have been inundated and townships have been swept away. So we're trying to do our best to cope with the situation.
Mm-hmm. And just to kind of back up and understand, this year's summer monsoon season has brought far too much rain. Is it clear, you know, how much this is natural variation and how much this is attributed to climate change?
Well, it is direct impact of climate change, and scientists have established that. I was reading these articles from such magazines as Nature and others who specialize in scientific matters. What they have established is that there was this unusual, unprecedented pattern. We witnessed forest fires, then there were heat waves, and then, of course, there was glacier melt, and then there were monsoon rains. And the result is unprecedented floods in the history of Pakistan. So it has a direct linkage with climate change. And the people of Pakistan are feeling very, very bad because, I mean, their contribution to greenhouse gas emissions is less than 1%, 0.4%. And they are the eighth most vulnerable country in the world. And now we are paying the price of climate change.
I understand about half of the country's food supply comes from Sindh province, which has been severely impacted. What is the food supply situation now, and what is the fear or the reality of waterborne diseases?
Well, food supply situation is very dire. We were facing the crunch before the floods because of the Ukraine war, and Pakistan was facing food insecurity and food inflation. But this has been exacerbated by these floods. Major priority is to rush food to these relief camps. I mean, the bulk of the farmland has been destroyed, and this is compounding food insecurity in Pakistan. And that's why we need international assistance. And you'd asked about waterborne diseases.
Oh, yes.
What we're seeing is an outbreak of cholera, diarrhea, dengue fever, and malaria. And since most of the hospitals have been destroyed or they have been inundated, we have a medical emergency. Some 75,000 women are pregnant, and some of them are about to deliver. So, I mean, the conditions are really bad.
There is, of course, this appeal to the international community. There is a broader question or discussion of climate change and the responsibility of the industrial countries. But can I ask you about governance in Pakistan? Some analysts make the argument that the country could have had a broader flood plan, could have managed better reservoirs that are choked with silt, and managing canals to divert water away from the Indus River. Is there more longer-term planning and preparation that needs to happen?
Yes, the resilience. Let me tell you that we had two major natural disasters. One was the 2005 earthquake, and then there was the 2010 flood. With the help of the international community, we responded to these catastrophes, and we tried to build preparedness and response infrastructure and system. And that has worked very well up to now. Although our system was not perfect, we were able to warn people about the coming floods, and we were able to save many lives. But when you look at the enormity of these floods, We were not prepared. Nobody could have been prepared. I think that even if this flood had hit some of the most developed countries, they would have had difficulty in responding to it effectively. So yes, we must learn lessons and we should prepare better for the future, because one thing is established, that Pakistan is prone to national disasters, and therefore we should have a better system. And there I would appeal to the international community and governments in general and the United Nations system itself, that they should come forward and help us build resilience in Pakistan for dealing with disasters.
Masood Khan is Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. We've been speaking to him about the devastating flooding in Pakistan. Mr. Ambassador, thank you for your time, and we send our best to you and your country.
Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure talking to you.